from KQED.
Last week, we told you about the long history of San Francisco's sanctuary law, which prohibits local police from participating in immigration enforcement. Now we're going to take a look at a proposal to expand those protections statewide, and how a murder in San Francisco continues to drive the debate. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk explains.
32-year-old Kate Steinle was walking along the San Francisco waterfront in 2015 when shots rang out. She died at the hospital hours later.
San Francisco police have 45-year-old Francisco Sanchez in custody. CRON 4 sources say that Sanchez is on probation in Texas and in the country illegally.
Her accused killer had recently been released from San Francisco jail after a court dismissed a 20-year-old marijuana charge. The sheriff's department ignored requests to tell Immigration and Customs Enforcement about his release, citing the city's sanctuary law. But why Sanchez was in San Francisco in the first place remains unclear. He had just finished almost 4 years in a federal prison for crossing the border illegally, the fifth time he'd been caught sneaking into the U.S. He also had 7 past felony convictions. Yet the federal government transferred him to San Francisco for a decades-old misdemeanor. And ICE never came to pick him up once the charge was dropped. The case became campaign fodder for then-candidate Donald Trump. Here he is at the Republican National Convention last summer.
My opponent wants sanctuary cities. But where was the sanctuary for Kate Steinle?
Nearly 2 years later, Steinle's name is still being invoked by both sides as the federal government and state of California face off over how involved state prison officials and local sheriffs must be in cooperating with immigration enforcement. Democrats, led by State Senate President Kevin DeLeon, are pushing Senate Bill 54 to prohibit law enforcement agencies from using their resources to cooperate with ICE. It makes some exceptions. For example, police can hand over someone with a violent felony conviction in their past. But the Trump administration says it will punish governments with sanctuary policies by withholding federal funding. Law enforcement officials say they can't afford to lose that money, though whether they will is up in the air. Cities, including San Francisco, have sued over Trump's threat. Republican Senator Joel Anderson says his concerns about SB 54 extend beyond the financial repercussions.
It makes no distinction between people who come here to work hard to become U.S. citizens from those who come here to prey on others.
Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood is president of the State Sheriff's Association. He says sheriffs don't want to be immigration agents, but have to follow both state and federal laws. While Democrats say undocumented immigrants accused of a crime should be afforded due process under the law, Republicans and Youngblood argue that many people who come through jails are dangerous, even if they've never been convicted.
It's going to prohibit sheriffs from sharing information about a gang member being held in county jail on a murder charge because he hasn't even been convicted yet. So that's very troubling.
But DeLeon says that argument is troubling. Immigration enforcement shouldn't be used to punish people for alleged crimes, he says. The criminal justice system should.
If there is an alleged crime that has been committed, and if you are prosecuted and convicted by a district attorney, you should do your time in prison.
DeLeon argues his bill will safeguard California and its economy by maintaining all residents' trust in police and protecting people now eligible for deportation under an executive order signed by President Trump. The Senate already passed SB 54 with no Republican support. It now heads to the State Assembly. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.